Good morning, I'm Lily Lopez. Welcome to your morning conversation. And our guest for today is Siddharth Chaudhary, a student here at Northwest Missouri State University. Thank you so much for being here. And just to start, do you mind telling us a little bit about yourself?
Hey, I'm Siddharth Chaudhary. I'm from India, and this is my first semester in Northwest. I am a transfer student here, and my major is mass media broadcast and production. I'm also the secretary of International Student Organization.
We're glad to have you on. And going back just a couple months, back to when Northwest students were having their spring break, the announcement of all Northwest courses moving online due to COVID-19 was a shock to everyone. Can you walk us through what that was like for you and for other international students that you knew?
Mm-hmm. So it was spring break and we were having a nice time. I went to Texas to meet my family there. And it was all good, but suddenly I get this email that our spring break has extended. And we were happy. We were like, okay, that's good. I mean, we get one more week of holiday, but then we come back and things start to get even worse. So the classes go online and I was living in my dorms like Hudson and Payne. I have to move out suddenly. I have to pack my stuff and keep half of it in the storage. And then I went to Philadelphia to live with my aunt for a month. Since my grandparents are like old and this pandemic could have been very bad for them if I had the virus, because at that time nobody was sure what's going on and what's not. So I went to live with my aunt in Philadelphia. There it was going good, but since the classes went online, it was a hard time for me to catch up because I had to help her in her daily chores, and it was hard for me to manage time and also to find the motivation to work, because whenever I was in the classes, I could hear my professors talking, I could gain some knowledge, but reading them on my own was a little hard for me because I'm not that kind of student. So it was kind of, I don't know, a hard time. But then things started to get better since I came here in Maryland to live with my grandpa and my grandmom. So, yeah, the classes are over now and just trying to live a normal life now. I couldn't even go back to my home country since the borders were closed pretty soon and there were no flights. I could not fly back. So I had to find a place to stay in the States. And that was a rough couple of weeks after they shut down the university and they took all the classes online. And we had to empty the dorms. So it was a lot to figure out then. But now everything's good.
Yeah, just trying to make sense of everything happening and seeing what steps you can take. And while all this was happening, was there any kind of support system at all, especially through a Northwest or other international students?
Yeah, I mean, International Student Organization has been great for us so far because they used to have a Zoom meeting every week and we would talk about our problems. We would share our mutual feelings with one another because international people, they were all facing the same problems and they had to find shelter somewhere. Some flew back to their home countries, which was really good for them, but some couldn't, like me. And we are here in the States right now, living with our friends or family. But yeah, International Student Organization has been awesome for us because they had regular meetings. They were making sure that we are all right. We have support and yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just having that support system that you can lean on and find understanding in. And this has obviously thrown a lot of people's plans just out the window. How has the pandemic exactly affected you personally?
Yeah, for sure they have. Because I was planning to go back to my home country in the summer, but I couldn't since the flights have shut down. And I had also some plans to take online classes from my home country, but now I couldn't because I have to help my family here. And with like my grandparents are old, so I help them with their daily work. And I try to help them as much as I can. And it's hard for me to take online classes now. It's just, it has kind of been like, it has placed all my plans in a position that are hard to consider now, since, you know, you think before time that, oh, okay, summer's here, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. But now that things have gone south, it's hard. Like, these are some hard times where you have to reconsider what you're going to do in the future. And I also have to reconsider what classes I'm going to take for the fall semester now, since I couldn't take in summer. So, yeah, I'm still figuring out stuff.
Yeah, especially being a sophomore and having all these plans in place, and suddenly now you've got to scramble to see exactly how everything is going to fit now. And while all this is happening, are you able to stay in contact with your family over in India? How's that been a problem at all?
I am able to contact my family through WhatsApp call and FaceTime them. It's hard for them too, because it's just everything is closed. I mean, it's like the whole world has shut down. So things have been hard, but there's not much we can do. I'm here with a family too, but it's just, they're my parents, you know? And my mom is like really emotional. So she just, whenever she calls, I get emotional too. She's like, oh, I miss you so much. And we had plans for the summer, but you couldn't come back. Also, this year, my sister is getting married in October.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was planning to go back then too. And they're all like still figuring out, because we don't know how far this is going to go, the quarantine thing. So we still have to see if they have to, you know, book the venue or whatever. It's just too hard. Plus, I told you about the aunt I lived with in Philly, right?
Yes.
She was also supposed to get married in July. And things have been so bad for her as well. So these are some really hard times for everybody, I guess.
Yeah, and that probably hurts, not just only being distant from people in day-to-day life, but also being like an ocean's length distance from your own family members while this is happening, and not knowing when you'll get to see them again. I'm so sorry. And, you know, this obviously affected students across the country. Were there experiences that you heard of or saw that you wanted to let people know about?
There have been some students who have lost contact, like, internet connection. They don't have a good internet connection, so the COVID grades have helped for sure, because then they have left the whole semester. Like for me, I had 5 classes and I could finish the coursework for only 2 or 3. I left the other 2, so for sure the COVID-19 grade helped. And not just me, but there have been other students as well who have taken the benefits from COVID-19, especially international students, since they had to find a shelter, and I mean, it could be wherever. Plus, the university did a good thing. Like, I chose to stay with my family, but for students who didn't have family, like international students, they opened the Forest Village apartments. And, like, I was living in Hudson and Perrin. There were students who were living in Dietrich Hall. So everybody who were living in different halls, international students, they have moved to Forest Village. I have a couple of friends who are living there. And now that the summer has begun, they have rented an apartment, and now they have a home to live. So things have been hard, no doubt, but the university has done their part, and they have made sure that we don't face any serious troubles, you know? And I appreciate the university a lot for this.
And that is comforting to know that, in general, Northwest was very accommodating while everyone was trying to figure out what next steps to take. And as we wrap up the interview, are there any final words you want to leave everyone with?
Yeah, I mean, especially for me personally, it was hard since I took a transfer here. And there was a whole cultural difference between the academics in my home country and academics here. So I was already having a hard time. But when classes went all online, it was a shock completely. So it has affected everybody for sure. But these are some hard times and we cannot help. The university did its part. I'm happy. And just a final word for everybody, no matter if they are national students or international, please stay safe, stay inside, and just take care of yourself and your family, because there's not really much you can do in these hard times. We just have to wait patiently for things to get better. That's it.
And that concludes our interview for today. Thank you so much for your time, Siddharth. And I'd like to thank everyone who tuned in today. I've been Lily Lopez, and this has been your Morning Conversation.